Okay, turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 9. We've had a series here, and we've left off last time in chapter 8. This week we're going to do chapter 9. Chapter 9 deals with the conversion of Saul. This is an important story. It's quite familiar with most of you, I'm sure. The importance of this is that it's a type and a shadow of moving from one era to another, or from moving from one experience to another. When you're dealing with this on an individual level, Paul sets the pattern here for how to go from one kind of life to another. This takes two forms. There's two different applications to this. One is from an unbeliever to a believer, or you can look at it as from a member of the religion of Judaism, if you want to call it that, going from Judaism to Christianity. That's one level. You can also view this as going from a Passover level to a Pentecost level. More than that, it's also how to go from Pentecost to Tabernacles. In general, the story of Paul's conversion, or Saul's conversion, and subsequently his name change from Saul to Paul, has many applications, but it generally speaking, it teaches us how to make the transition from a lower realm or a lower experience with God to a higher realm or a higher experience with God. So there's at least a couple of different applications on the personal level as well as on a historic or national level. This particular chapter is packed full of meaning, and you can use this chapter, once you are familiar with it, you can use it to show types and shadows of a much bigger picture as well.